2.5 KVPI iPhone and Android phone apps, and the TuneIn app.
Bien, bonjour, mes amis. Ça, c'est Nana Bolfa avec vous pour notre La Tasse de Café. Et dans juste quelques moments, moi, je vais être joint par M. Charles Emmanuel lui-même. Et notre La Tasse de Café est emmenée à vous par notre bon sponsor. Et ça, c'est Perry et Pete Ford, Borderlands Home Furnishings, Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center, Lakeview RV Park, Pizza Shack, H2O Pools and Supplies, Robert Perron Plumbing, Prairone Rice, Evangeline Bank and Trust Company, Blake's Pharmacy, Rosaries by Jermaine Reed, Bearwood Furniture Center, Osite Epic Insurance et Cajun Catfish and Buffet. Ça, c'est notre sponsor qui fait notre programme possible ici sur La Tasse de Café. Et tu peux trouver nous autres sur notre Classic Hits 92.5.com ou au site sur de KVPIonline.com au site sur le AM et notre app est available au site et ça ne va pas coûter à rien du tout. Tu peux donner nous autres un phone call 363-2124. Le préfixe c'est 337 et garde là, c'est Monsieur Charlie lui-même. Comment les affaires ce matin, Charlie?
Non, t'as dit quelque chose de pas vrai au monde.
Oh, what I did?
T'as dit ça coûte pas rien.
Ça coûte pas rien pour download l'app.
On va dire qui, donc, ça coûte quelque chose pour nous appeler. Leur temps,
ouais, ouais. T'as bien dit.
On veut pas d'argent.
No,
pas d'argent, d'ici ça, là.
No money, it's okay.
All right, on est paré pour commencer les affaires à ce matin, d'ici ça. C'est bonjour à tous. On a passé au travers de jours de Pâques et on a résisté les affaires. On a eu un bon temps, on a mangé plein. Et, oh, je te dis, c'est presque pas croyable. La vie est bonne.
Mm-hmm.
Life is good. Life is sweet.
Very, very good. I can't complain at all.
T'as mangé mon œuf l'autre jour?
What? Well, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I ate that for lunch.
Oh.
I ate it with my lunch. Yeah, I'm going to be a baked potato.
Oh, my gosh.
Cool. J'ai fini avec ça.
You won't gain some weight if you keep eating like that.
No, that was the light lunch. Are
you
kidding?
Oh, okay.
That was for Good Friday I ate that. It was good. That's the light lunch. That's not a light lunch to you?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? We did. We went to spend the weekend in Texas at my daughter's house on this.
I heard about that. How did that go?
That went fine. Now, what they did Saturday, we had a brunch.
Oh, okay.
We had a brunch.
Nice. So not breakfast and not lunch, but brunch.
The way it worked out on this, there was plenty to do. So they figured out they're going to do brunch.
They're just trying to get off of not feeding y'all two meals. It
worked out fine.
It worked out well? Well, that's great.
Oh, yeah. We had a...
What y'all eat?
Oh, all kinds of stuff.
Oh,
but,
I bet.
But I believe one thing. We dyed some eggs until, man, I mean, we dyed some eggs. Even my fingers were all dyed. And the little kiddies were saying, my fingers. So don't worry about it, baby. A little soap and water will do that.
That'll fix it right quick.
But then we had a feast Saturday night besides that. So.
Oh, wow. Because I know you were telling me, see, y'all said y'all popped. Y'all had how many dozens of eggs did y'all have?
Oh, anywhere from 10 to 15 dozens.
Lord, dear. I don't think I didn't die one egg. The only egg I had to pop was the one with Miss Camille. Thank you.
I tell you what, though, we got over there. One of my granddaughters said, Papa, come see. See, I got a present for you. Uh-oh. Oh, let's go see what's going on. She had dyed me an egg, a dozen eggs. She had dyed them with coffee grounds. They were brown.
Really?
She had never done that before. So I said, well, baby, that's very, very good of you to do that.
Yeah, very sweet of her.
And I kept them brown, too.
You did.
She had two dozen things. I think one she overcovered it with other colors. It come out with decent colors.
And, well, that's all right. Shoot, she did better than I did.
And boy, what those little kitties, they had a terrific time with that.
Oh, I bet they did. I always used to love Easter. That was always one of my favorite times. We colored the eggs, you know. It was nice.
But then what we had besides that was Saturday afternoon, I had an Easter egg hunt. They didn't use the good eggs, though.
No, would they use some plastic eggs?
Yeah, plastic eggs.
Well, I hope so.
And they had a little surprise in the egg.
Oh, awesome.
That's the best kind. They had two categories, one for the older ones and one for the younger ones.
Oh.
So they each had their own basket, and believe me, they went to work at it.
They went to town with that? Oh, man, that's awesome.
And I'd sit back and I'd tell one of them, hey, go look over there.
You had more fun doing that.
I had a ball. Anyway, c'était jour de Pâques.
Oh, yes, sir.
It was that. And le café a été passé à ce matin. Becky's on the ball.
Man, isn't she, though, huh?
What did she? Les œufs, ça y a fait du bien.
Apparently so. It gave her a lot of pep.
Ça speed up les affaires. Merci, Becky. Au revoir.
C'est bon.
Je vais dire qui, donc. C'est vrai bon. C'est pas méchant.
I always wanted to ask you, and now I'm gonna ask because I haven't before. How do you take your coffee?
My coffee? I want my coffee with two spoons of sugar.
Two spoons of sugar?
No cream.
No cream. Oh, because I noticed you have your coffee very black, and I am not a black coffee person. I love coffee. But I like almost coffee milk, so.
You like coffee with your cream.
Exactly. you hit the nail right on the head.
I used to be that way.
Really?
I gave it up.
Why?
Because to lose weight.
What you trying to say, Charlie?
I'm telling you why I gave up the cream. Now you take it the way it's supposed to be for you.
Well, how you guys take y'all's coffee in the morning? Give us a call. Let us know.
Yeah, we're curious.
We're curious. It's good to know. It's a show about, you know, la tasse de café. So,
and
also, quoi c'est le mot du jour aujourd'hui? Okay.
We have had the question, what kind of coffee did we use? We don't have any designated brand.
No, it's whatever the ladies buy.
What's on special, I think.
What's on special, pretty much, yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right, le mot du jour.
Yes, sir.
Let's see, today is Thursday.
All day long, yes. Toute la journée.
Allons voir.
I'm in for it now.
No. Head. H-E-A-D.
H-E-A-D. Head. Okay. Tête.
You got it.
That's T-E-T-E.
T-E.
Okay. Yeah. Is there a little mark somewhere you got to put it?
No.
No little mark? No,
yeah, and then mark on top of the E. First E.
The first E. Okay, that's what I thought. All right.
And then how about with the head person?
Le tête du... Oh, how would you say that?
God. You've used that a lot of times. Le chef.
Le chef du tête, yeah.
Chef en tête.
Le chef en tête. There you go. I knew that. That was in one of the brothers' songs. You know, the Chauvache Chico.
How about a head of cabbage or a head of lettuce?
Oh, a head of lettuce. Ça c'est un tête de salade.
And pomme. Pomme de salade. And pomme de chou. Uh-oh.
Wow.
We're not it.
Lord, is everybody, did y'all come out from under the table yet? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, no,
that always scares me. Oh.
I'll have a drink on that.
You have to have a little sippy coffee? Oh, well. In case you guys maybe didn't catch that was a tornado watch. It's in effect now until 3 p.m. for our listening area. So, okay, HR.
Yeah.
You all right there?
Yeah, I don't think there's any bones in my coffee.
I hope not. I tell you what, Charlie, while we're getting you caught up there, let's do a little bit of, let's pay the bills a little bit.
On va revenir back à la tête.
Okay. There you go. I love how you use that in a sentence. Good job.
All right.
Harry P. Ford is your preferred dealer for Polaris and more. In all of Eunice, there is not a friendlier or more knowledgeable sales staff. Conveniently located at 3420 Highway 190 East in Eunice, Harry P. Ford can provide you with the latest and best in power sports products, service, and repair. They specialize in new and pre-owned Polaris sales, financing, service, parts, and accessories. They offer a great selection of ATVs, Rangers, and many pre-owned units for you to choose from. If you're looking for Polaris ATVs, Ranger, and RZRs, then look no further. Trust your power sports vehicle with their service center. Know the job is done right the first time. Their combined experience and enthusiasm for power sports makes the right choice for all things Polaris. Perry P. Ford, a premier Polaris dealer. Phone 457-2231 or 1-800-848-7395.
Oh, beaucoup bien, merci, Monsieur Jim. And like you, as you were saying, Charlie, a little before we took our break, interrupted from the with the alert. What were we talking about again? Yeah, well, we hadn't finished our lesson yet. What were you saying?
How about the on avait quitté ça à chef en tête.
Chef en tête, okay.
And then a head of cabbages and pomme. No, I don't. That's what they say here.
Well, I wouldn't have said it.
Okay.
I wouldn't have said it that way, but okay.
I know what. To be headstrong.
Tête dure?
That's right. Avoir la tête dure.
I may have heard that once or twice in my life.
Okay.
I don't know about y'all, but my mother may have called me that once or twice.
Uh-huh. How about...
Charlie's mother never called him that, I'm sure.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
To her dying days.
His poor mama. Oh, yeah.
To fall head first.
Tomber par la tête. No. No, that's not right at all.
Tomber tête première. Oh, planter chien. I've heard that planter chien poured before.
Oh, okay.
I
wouldn't have said it that way, but okay.
I've known a few.
Not that I'm right.
I've known a few people like this over here. It says to go to one's head.
Aller à la tête.
Say mot à la tête, yeah. You've known a few.
A little bit, yeah, a few times.
A good head means...
Un bon tête.
Well, you're sharp this morning.
Well, some days are better than others.
Not to lose one's head.
Oh, perdu son idée.
Par la tête.
Par la tête.
Yeah. To not be able to make heads or tails.
Charlie, I don't know.
Pas comprendre rien.
That's like me every morning over here.
Well,
say it again. Say that again.
That's mean to not be able to make heads or tails.
Yes. What
pas comprendre rien du tout.
Okay, pas comprendre rien du tout. Okay, that's okay. What I know it when you say it, but for me to understand it, to say it for myself, is quite a different thing. And I think a lot of folks that are learning to speak French probably feel that way. Like they'll understand what you say to them, but it's hard to get your tongue to wrap around that and for it to come out halfway decent, don't you think?
Yeah. Let me ask you one thing. How about head cheese?
Like hog's head cheese?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't eat it, so I don't pay attention.
Fromage de tête de cochon. Ça, c'est bon manger.
That's what I've heard. I've had it, but I've tried it. I don't know. I don't like it. There's something about it I don't...
When it's homemade, it's even better. Quand ça fait boucherie.
Oh, yeah?
Ça bouille la tête. Là, ça fait du fromage de tête de cochon. Ça, c'est some sure enough good stuff.
Would you eat that on a cracker with some, like,
well,
some mustard or something?
It's a little something. You don't want to make a meal out of that because it's very rich. But
yeah, that I remember. It was very rich.
But I don't quitter l'affaire tranquille, je pense.
Okay. I'm going to add that to our La Tasse de Café KVPI Facebook page. So if you want to hear want to see it written out, that'll help you out with your pronunciation. We'll do that in just a little bit. And look, Charlie, we got our first phone call.
Okay. Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Hey, Charlie.
Oui.
Un autre moment pour dire pour une tête et une carioche.
I think I've heard that before.
Ça me fait comme si je l'ai déjà entendu.
Mais ça fait une carioche. Une tête dure.
Une tête dure, hein? Il n'y a pas de tête dure dans ton ici.
Mm-mm. Pas du tout.
Une carioche.
All right, and Kayos. Okay.
All right.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. Well, I guess he hung up. Boy, he's quick about that.
Now,
huh?
Then get it over with, huh?
He said, I said it. Goodbye. Click.
All right.
All right, Charlie.
Passez pour Charlie pour Miss Germaine, Estelle.
Oh, s'il vous plaît. Si tu veux, c'est bon.
S'il peut prendre le temps de vous adresser la parole.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Miss Germaine dit de... Le jour de Pâques sort de passer. Mais c'est pas trop tard. Si vous autres veulent faire une spéciale présentation à quelqu'un spécial, juste donnez un call à Miss Germaine. Elle va vous arranger avec ce spécial présence de tapé jongle du Chissa. Elle peut vous faire un chapelet pour vous autres. Un chapelet en plein, ou ça s'appelle juste un deck. Dites-y que c'est vous autres en idée, et elle va le faire pour vous autres. Ça, c'est tout. Faites comme c'est supposé d'être. C'est fait exactement comme vous êtes peut l'expecter de chez ça. C'est pas juste faire des chapelets non plus. Elle est capable de vous faire des cadeaux comme vous êtes peut avoir, ça ici, le sterling silver, des boucles d'oreilles, des bracelets et des pendants et tout ça. Elle va être plus que content de vous aider à travailler avec vous autres. Juste ça, vous êtes à pour faire. C'est donner un call à M. Germaine et elle va... être capable de vous aider. 337-831-6911 ou vous pouvez la contacter par email. Ça, c'est maryreed1946@yahoo.com.
Oh, beaucoup bien merci, Charlie. Beaucoup bien merci. Un autre petit goût.
Ah! Ça frappe dans le bout de les orteils.
Crazy Charlie. Oh, that's funny. Shoot. No one else on the line. So y'all, the phone line's wide open. Give us a call, 363-2124. And I want to say a special thank you to Nancy K, because she came and she did La Tasse yesterday morning with Mr. Jim, and that way I didn't have to get up and come and do it. So thank you very much, Nancy K. She's like giving me the thumbs up, so... Yeah, so I appreciate that. Letting your co-worker sleep in. You top notch, my friend.
T'as quitté ton nez sur ça en bas les couverts.
What? Oh, all the way.
Oh my God.
And Oh, well, look, I think we have ourselves a phone call, sir.
All right. Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Good morning, Mr. Charlie.
Good morning.
Are you all right?
Oh, I'm first class.
All right. That coffee sounds like you add something to it, but anyway.
Oh, I didn't. Hey, I don't make it. I just drink it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You should have been careful.
Maybe Becky is doing something behind my back, huh?
That's why you taste so good all the way to the toes, huh?
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I heard Mr. Floyd yesterday, but he didn't say nothing about the regular act.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what Floyd is up to. If he's listening, I'm sure he'll...
That Tennessee whiskey.
Yeah, you talked about that last Friday.
I know.
But we do have a song by that name, Tennessee Whiskey.
I've never heard it.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, my goodness, my dad. We'll have to do something about that.
Please do.
We'll do what we can to try to dig it up for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, and have a good day.
You too, waiting on the storm.
Oh, let that storm go somewhere else. We don't need that.
That's what I told it. I said, go another direction. We are not interested in you today.
But
you're right.
But we don't have nothing to say with that.
No, that's Mother Nature, isn't it?
And I don't like to mess with Mother Nature. She does her own thing.
Bye.
Thank you. All right.
Thank y'all very much.
Now I want to talk about Bearwood Furniture.
Awesome.
The Bearwood Furniture Center. Now, they're located between Sunset and Karen Crow, just off of I-49. As you're heading down the road, you can see their location. And they have one location only, and they manufacture your dreams for you. They'll make your dreams come true. We advise you to get in touch with these fine folks. Discuss what you have in mind, whether you want a table or bedroom set or a picnic table or a baby high chair, whatever you have in mind, discuss it with these fine folks. They're experts. They're ready to do it for you. And, you know, it's not too early to start thinking about Christmas, because Christmas is coming right around the corner now, folks. It won't be long. So just keep that in mind, that if you're thinking about a special gift for Christmas, contact the Bearwood Furniture Center, and you can contact them on the Facebook, on the internet, as www.bearwoodfurniturecenter.com. Or you can call them at 337-896-5203. And you be sure to tell them you heard this message over La Tasse de Café.
Oh, thank you so much, Charlie. And we have another phone call.
All right. Et bonjour, qui tu parles?
Bonjour, bonjour, mes amis.
Mais bonjour à vous.
Hello, Miss Penny.
Comment se va, Montan,
chef? Oh, c'est...
Oh man, I mean...
Ooh,
before you know, she's really trucking those French words.
I know, right?
A little at a time, inch by inch. So, yes. You know, Mr. Charlie, you said that your email was... CharlieBKJen@Yahoo.
Yes, ma'am.
I think I'm going to change mine to WannaBKJen@Yahoo. It's a beautiful day here at Fort Penelope. The sun is shining. We've got 50 degrees, and we've had sunshine all week long. So I'm just praying for you guys down there. That weather just looks terrible on the internet for you. So
yes. Everybody
stay safe.
It looks like the sun hasn't risen yet.
It's so dark.
It's just awful.
It's black over here.
The storms that went through Texas and everything, that's scary stuff. Baseball-sized hail and the tornado that happened up in Ruston. And it's crazy weather time for spring.
Well, maybe that's the end of the winter time that's washing out. Finally, hopefully. We need to generate some springtime.
Oh, I know. They're saying that we might get snow next week.
Oh, my.
Nobody up here wants any more snow. We've just had it with it, so.
I was talking to a friend of ours this week, and they're planning a trip up to Wyoming this next week.
Oh, and, really? What part?
Casper.
Casper, Wyoming. Ooh, uh-huh. They got some cowboys in Casper, Wyoming.
He said this, that what they're going to do, he said they're going to fly into Denver, rent a car, and they're going to drive from Denver to Casper.
It's about the only way you can get there.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yes. People always ask, well, how would I get to Dillon? And it's like, well, you can't get there from here, so. Yeah, it's very, very difficult to fly in, and I wouldn't want to fly into the Casper, Wyoming airport, so that's a tricky little landing area there.
But they're fixing on leaving this weekend. And
they're going to be in Casper.
They're going to be there for a week.
Uh-huh, just visiting around, or?
They have children living there. They have a daughter, I think, living there.
Uh-huh.
Or a son. I'm not too sure, but I do know it's one of their kids that's living in Casper that they're going to visit.
Oh, that should be a nice trip, though, so to get away and go see some new parts of the country. And I think they have a pretty good historical museum there, too, if I'm not mistaken. So.
Well, we wish him a good trip on this. And yeah. A little Cajun from Iota going up there. So.
Oh, yeah, take him some gumbo mix. So I got some of that Carey's Rue from the Bullers, and it's just fantastic. So They should take some up there. But I did want to bring up today and ask for a request, Anona.
Okay, what's that?
Today is one of my favorite entertainers' birthday, Miss Ella Fitzgerald. So she was born in 1917.
What a singer.
A very, very favorite song, and I think the most romantic song ever recorded was At Last.
Yes.
You could play a few bars there and celebrate Miss Ella's birthday. I got to see her and Count Basie at the San Antonio Pops. It's been a few years back. I think it was late 70s. And got to see her with the symphony there in San Antonio. And it was the most incredible music that you've ever heard. They were just grooving.
Ooh, I bet they were.
She is one heck of a singer, believe me.
Oh, just, yeah, one of the absolute greats anyway. But
yes.
I wanted to bring that up. And wherever she is, I know she's in heaven anyway, to wish her a happy birthday. And thanks for bringing such joy. I'm so impressed with people who can make music.
Oh, yes. But it's okay. I'm glad that they can do it. Being that I can't do it, that doesn't mean that I'm jealous on this. I envy them, but I'm not jealous of them. Because I'm glad that they're singing, so I can enjoy their talent.
Absolutely. And you know, Mr. Charlie, you and I are experts at playing the radio, huh?
Oh, most definitely. I can play any music you can ask for. As long as it's on radio.
All right. I just want to wish all of y'all be safe, have your emergency bags ready, and keep an eye on the weather. So I'll be praying for all of you, and au revoir, my friends.
Merci beaucoup for calling.
Au revoir, Miss Penny.
Good.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. I'm going to look up that Ella Fitzgerald in a little bit there.
Well, while you are looking Ella Fitzgerald up, let me talk about Bordelon's Home Furnishings.
All right.
Bordelon's Home Furnishings, as we say all the time, has three locations, one in Marksville, one in Crowley, and one in Jennings. That means that they come to you. You don't have to go to them. They're there for your benefit, and believe me, when they talk about your benefit, they're there to offer you some spectacular deals, some deals that you wouldn't imagine were possible. But Charlie and Farrell and Barry and Chris and the whole bunch are ready to serve you with those prices. Go and find out for yourself why so many people are shopping with the Bordelon's Home Furnishings. Bordelon's has been in the business. They have over 50 years of experience to offer you. They're not newcomers on this over here. Go and visit with them in Marksville, in Crowley, and in Jennings. Bordelon's Home Furnishing.
All right. Thank you very much, Charlie. And I do believe I have found that request. So let's do that, a little bit of Ella Fitzgerald, her version of At Last.
At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over, and life is like a song.
This kind of weather,
man,
and this kind of music, you know what you're promoting, huh?
That's not me. That's Miss Penny.
I see what they do
in Montana.
Well, Miss Penny doesn't have this kind of weather that we have here, though.
This is true, but that's Ella Fitzgerald and Joe Pass with her along there on that that recording.
There you go, Miss Penny.
Thank you, Miss Penny. I appreciate that. I didn't realize that. Ella Fitzgerald had made At Last as yeah. well, and made another recording of that. So it's, of course, originally done by, who did At Last? Oh, gosh.
Ella Fitzgerald.
No. No.
We're going to leave it alone on this. We're not going to go
into it. Etta James. Of course I know that. That's
the lady who sings the Wallflower?
Yes. Yes.
How about that?
Yeah, she's the first. Well, I don't know if she's the first one, but that's the most, usually the most popular version of that song.
All right.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Well, while we're waiting, look, we have some phone calls.
So let's talk.
Let me find which one it is. Here, this one's blinking. So here we go.
Hey, bonjour. Qui t'y parle?
Hey, Mr. Chorley.
Bonjour.
I wanted to tell y'all hello and wish y'all well and everything, and I wanted to tell y'all something. I had an appointment yesterday, that's why I didn't talk to y'all yesterday, and I wanted to tell y'all something that's kind of funny. At my appointment yesterday, some people said, your voice sounds very familiar. You're not the person that I hear all the time on the radio. I said, well, what you mean? You hear me all the time on the radio. She said, yeah, we listen to KUPR, and we hear somebody that talks just like you on KUPR. I said, well, there was a program to call the Tulsa Cafe. Yes, they said, your name's not Stephen Dupre? I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. But they have that program called the Tulsa Cafe. I talk on there. I said, that's got to be you. Yeah, that's me. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I just want to tell you all, the Tulsa Cafe does good for a lot of people to get recognized, I guess, on this program.
So you're going to walk down the streets now and offer your, your autograph?
Oh, that's crazy.
Well, good for you, Stephen. You see, good things happen to good people.
That's right. Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate that call.
You doing better today, Nona?
I'm feeling better today, Stephen. Thank you.
Oh, that's good. I hope you're feeling all right. Man, I hope this weather passes us by, huh?
Me too. I don't particularly like all that that nasty weather. So rain I can take, but that nasty storms, nah, not for me.
Did they say it's gonna have some hail too?
Most probably.
Probably.
Most probably.
Unfortunately.
Sure, we passed that. They said 90%, huh?
I believe so.
We're gonna trust the good Lord on that one.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
Bye-bye.
All right, and let's see. Well, let's take a listen to Cheryl. She's going to tell us all about Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center.
Did you know that over half of the U.S. population tests positive for one or more allergens, including pollen, dust mites, animal dander, food, and stinging insects? Do you suffer through months of runny noses, congestion, and asthma, or even be at risk for a visit to the emergency room? It's time to stop suffering and start fighting your allergies. Doctors Bernard Frugier, Dr. Bina Joseph, and Dr. Andrew Collins at the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center in Lafayette are fellowship-trained and certified by the American Board of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. They treat patients of all ages. The Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center can treat your allergies and change your life. Call Dr. Frugier, Dr. Joseph, or Dr. Collins today to schedule your appointment. 337-981-9495 or visit their website for more information at allergyla.com. That's the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center of Southwest Louisiana.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. And let's see, folks, if we have a on the line, but not for us right yet. Yeah, there is.
Okay.
Yes, there it is.
Hey, bonjour, qui tu parles?
Bonjour, Mr. Charlie Manion.
Well, comment ça va avec vous?
Ça, c'est hilarious.
Oh, man, c'est bon. Si le soleil pourrait sortir, ça serait meilleur.
Well, on va prendre ça, le bon Dieu nous envoie.
Oh, ouais, mais je crois pour après-midi, ça serait bon. La moyenne, les radars sur le Channel 3 et 10, their planet won't be as hard hit as some other places, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't, they say they're not even predicted an inch of rain for their planet.
Yeah, well, so, mm-hmm.
But Jack was telling me, il est venu noir tout à l'heure.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, mon Dieu. Hey, Anona.
Yes, sir.
That Ella Fitzgerald, uh-huh. That reminds me of my younger days when we had the Vagina Club at the, well, it was past midnight, let's put it like that. And we were having a good time.
I bet you were.
That's when the music like that would start.
You're right. Oh, that's when they play that low down. Ooh.
Yeah, everybody had done jitterbugged and did whatever they had to do before. So we were on coasting then, you know, to go
home. That's what you call some.
Anyhow,
here.
Charlie remembers that for sure, and you're too young.
Hey, here.
Yes,
that was some smooth and silky music after midnight.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Well, you could sip that highball very good, you know.
I was talking about...
Anyhow, we had a good time when we were young. We didn't try to break anything or cut the tires and all that good stuff. We were just having a good time.
Right.
That's all.
That's some
nowadays, the young people, I don't believe they really know how to have a good time.
We can give them some lessons. Yep.
They got too many things to do, I guess. We didn't have all that much to do.
Yeah, they're too busy looking down at their phones now.
Oh, yeah. They're texting or getting a message or doing whatever they
do.
Now they can look at the people when they're talking to them. It's unbelievable.
Well,
and then at 5, 6 years old, those little kids, they can use that stuff.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But Hill, can you name me one payphone that you can find in the city of Ville Platte?
Oh, I don't believe this happened. I don't know if they have any in the Vagina Parish.
I don't think so. You can
they
see.
They still have some in the big cities like New York, Chicago, and all this.
Yeah, yes.
Do they still have payphones, I guess?
I don't know, but around here we don't.
Oh, no. They've been gone, huh, Charlie?
Very long time.
They've been gone.
Yes, sir.
Because, you know, we had one at the Vessel's home at one time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, they took that out 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Okay, let me let y'all go.
All right.
And do what y'all can with that weather, Charlie. Nona.
I'll try to push it out, but we'll see.
Oh, yeah, y'all push it out. Y'all... Pucker up and blow.
Wait.
Okay, y'all have a good day.
Right.
Good, thank you. All right.
Hillary Hill, the one and only.
The Pimp at You Man and the Biscuit Man. You name it, he's a jack of all trades.
That's right.
Lakeview Park and Beach is what I want to talk about now, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
We can go to Lakeview Park and Beach. Now, this Saturday, that's April the 27th, we have Ronnie Matthews and the Throwdown Wheel The throwdown.
Okay. The throwdown, yeah.
They will be at the barn starting at 9 p.m. Next Saturday, it says April the 6th. That's not right. May the 6th. Will be Seth Spill and the Cajun Strong.
Yes.
At the barn starting at 9 o'clock. Now, tickets are $10 a person. If you're not a camper, if you're a camper, your tickets are included in your admission. Now, the two free tickets. Now, you can come out and support your local musicians and have a good time at the same time. Lakeview Park and Beach is located 3 miles north of Eunice on Highway 13. They offer you 95 full camper sites with green space between each site. Now, these sites include free local channels and complimentary Wi-Fi. There's a playground for the kids, a 13-acre fishing lake stocked with the bream and bass and white perch. Now, you can come and spend a great weekend at Lakeview Park and Beach. You can call them at 457-2881 or visit them through the website at lvpark.com. So next weekend, May the 4th, will be Jackson Mesh Man.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that is correct, Charlie.
So we're okay.
You were okay. We've got it.
The Lakeview Park and Beach. Have a good time.
That's right. Tout temps.
All right.
All right, Charlie. Thank you very much for that. And let's see. Let's have a word here from our good friends over at Cajun Catfish Buffet.
Cajun Catfish Buffet has great news for the crawfish lover. The boiled crawfish is now on their all-you-can-eat seafood buffet every Thursday night. Plus, you can enjoy more than 30 different seafood items. Adults, $35. Children, $13.99. Remember, the crawfish is on the buffet only on Thursday nights. You can order their popular boiled crawfish by the 3-pound and 5-pound trays any other night. Friday and Saturday night, enjoy delicious snow crabs and Dungeness crabs on their all-you-can-eat buffet, along with blue crabs, Jonah claws, Louisiana shrimp, and more than 30 other great things to eat. Wednesday is Senior Citizens Night, where you can enjoy their all-you-can-eat buffet for just $15.99 for seniors. You can also choose from their large menu, and they've got a kids' menu. They're open 5 to 9 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday nights. Call 363-6006 at Cajun Catfish Buffet on Chico Road, Highway 167, north of Ville Platte.
Thank you very much, Mr. Morick. And go out and visit with our friends over at Cajun Catfish Buffet. Yes, sir.
All right.
I know you have so much more to say. What do you have to say this morning, Charlie?
I want to talk about a professional person. A person who has been in the business since 1977. I'll let you do the figuring out how many years that is. But that means he's a pro. And that's Robert Perron in the Robert Perron Plumbing Repair Service here in Ville Platte. Now, he can do just about any little job that you can ask for. He can do plumbing repairs. He can change out fixtures. He can give you some free estimates if you'd like to also. He can go out there, he can replace old sinks and the toilets and the faucets, any kind of service work that you have. Be sure that you consider hiring Robert Perron. He's licensed and insured. He has the license, Master Plumber's License 636. You can call him on 336-1776 or 363-5878. That's Robert Perron Plumbing Service here in Ville Platte.
Oh, thank you so much, Charlie. And let's see. Looks like we've got some folks that's going to be on the line, but they are not for us quite yet. And we do have the phone lines open. So if you want to make a call, 363-2124, to get in touch with us here at the KVPI studios. And let's see. Let's head back and have a word from our good friends over at Evangeline Bank and Trust Company.
Ever think about writing your life story? What would it say? Your first car, your significant other, your home, your retirement. With all of this comes planning. That's where Evangeline Bank comes in. The Evangeline Bank can help you with your life story with sound financial planning. Stop by one of our branches today and speak to one of our financial specialists to help write your life story. The Evangeline Bank, online at therealbank.com, with locations in Ville Platte, Alexandria, Pineville, and Crowley.
Are you friends and neighbors in this community we share? For over 100 years, we're the name you trust. You know that we'll be there. We're your hometown community bank, Evangeline Bank. Strong roots and financial wings to fly. We're large enough to serve you, but small enough to know you. Your hometown community bank, Evangeline Bank.
All right, Sean. Thanks very much for that message from our good buddies over at Evangeline Bank Trust Company. Oh, Charlie, the morning is just clipping on by. Man, it looks like midnight out there.
At midnight, what am I doing sitting here?
I know, right?
I should be at home sleeping.
I can barely see the window out there.
I can't see it.
It is completely black and does not look pretty at all. So hopefully we won't catch any rain. I know we've got places to go after the show, so... Hopefully we'll have some easier times.
You know, this building has very few windows.
It does. You're right. You're so right. It's kind of sometimes we forget.
Yeah.
What the sun looks like.
Well, we're where the sun don't shine.
Okay. You're gonna get in trouble, Charlie.
Can I talk about another place of business?
Please do.
H2O pools and supplies is who we want to talk about right now. Now, let's get into the mood of swimming. You know, the season is warming up, and it's time to open up those pools. We want you to bring a water sample to H2O in Eunice or Ville Platte, and Sean, Janet, or Lisa will help you get your pool water back into a beautiful blue swimming pool. To remove the stains from your old pool surface, low chlorine is needed, and to remove the stains. Balance your water, removing stains, and enjoy it. Come in, and for this is one thing, for your protein bucket in a variety of sizes. It's easy to use. Now, they have a one-year additive. Protein Supreme Plus is pH balanced, needs no acid to balance. Protein does it all. It reduces the eye irritation, gives the water a soft, silky feel, improves the water clarity, is compatible with all sanitizers, and more. Well, we're not going to go into complete details. They have two locations, one at 330 North CC Dusson Eunice, open Monday through Friday, Saturday 9 to 12, and in Ville Platte at 215 East Pine, and they're open Monday to Friday, from 9 to 12. That's H2O Pools and Supplies. Tell them hello for us.
That's right. All right. And, you know, I'm looking at some of the birthdays that they've had today. People that have passed away. You're talking about Silky Smooth, Lord. In 1995, actress, dancer Ginger Rogers died in Rancho Mirage, California. She was 83.
Ginger Rogers,
like Fred and Ginger there. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
She made it all the way to 83. That dancing keeps you young, I'm telling you.
I guarantee you.
I know it to be true.
You dance all the time, I'm sure.
Maybe that's why, maybe I wouldn't have had a heart attack if I had danced a little more, maybe. You never know.
You're trying to use the two left feet. Excuse.
I do have the two left feet. That's one thing I was always jealous. My brothers could dance. My mom and dad, beautiful dancers. Me, no. Can barely walk out the door, you know. I said, well, you know, not everyone gets the same gifts as others. So that's what I say.
Well, you know, it's fun to watch people.
I love to watch people dance. I love it. Really do. And while we're waiting for another call, Charlie, I am. We're going to do a little bit of a word from Prairie Roan Rice. Here's Mark with more.
Here's a special message from Beth James, the owner of James Farms in nearby Prairie Roan. Our goal at James Farms is to grow and mill the best rice we can achieve and protect the land that we steward for the future. From our farm to your table, we're proud to offer you Prairie Roan rice. Our rice variety cooks evenly and provides a good source of grain for your family. Our long grain rice variety is gluten-free from non-GMO plants. Our farm has been managed by Rolando Sanchez for over 35 years, and we hope you enjoy what we've reaped from the heart of rice country in Louisiana. Available locally in Ville Platte at Champagne's Grocery and Champagne's in Lafayette. And you can buy Prairie Roan rice at Benny's Supermarket in Opelousas. Be sure to ask your grocer to start carrying Prairie Roan rice. Visit their website for more information about James Farms and our products at PrairieRoanRice.com. That's Prairie Roan Rice, from our farm to your table.
Thank you very much, Mark. And go out and visit our friends over at Prairie Roan Rice. It's 52 minutes past your 8 o'clock hour. So, Charlie, before we go any further, I've completely forgot. I was listening to you do the news a little earlier, of course. Did I hear you correctly? We're going to have some special guests in the studio tomorrow?
That's what I'm told.
I'm so glad I listened to the news.
Well, me too. All right.
We're the last ones to know anything. Yeah.
Special visitors from Tella, Louisiana.
Okay.
I don't know who they are.
All right.
Sitting in with Anona and Charlie tomorrow morning in La Tazza Cafe.
Well, that's going to be fun.
Maybe if Mark is listening to us right now, he could come in and maybe shoot us a little detail on...
A little bit of detail?
What we can expect on this.
Yeah, maybe. You never know.
But I tell you one thing.
Uh-oh.
The time has arrived.
I hear food in the future.
My belly is growling already.
Mm-hmm. I know.
We're going to talk about Pizza Shack. The Pizza Shack in Opelousas is the place to where Tony and Elaine Parity started back in 1988. And they have been independently owned at the same location for better than 25 years. That's an accomplishment. And believe me, friends, you are missing out if you have never enjoyed pizza that is done to perfection with the fine folks at the Pizza Shack. Don't take my word for it or an owner's word for it or anybody else's word. Find out for yourself why so many people are enjoying themselves. They do their signature sauces that are made fresh daily and a one-of-a-kind dough always made from scratch. So in other words, it's not manufactured stuff. It's all done locally. And these people, believe me, they take pride in their work on here. It's not just Tony and Elaine. The people are there. Their managers are there, too. They're going to be sure and take care of you on this. We know one thing for sure, that if you're dining with them, you'll enjoy the coldest beer in town. We don't want Hillary Hill to go out there and have all the fun that there is on this over here. But the coldest beer in town is okay. We go with that on this over here. And, oh, boy, look at you. We got a man here. He's not bringing us any. It's not pizza. It's donut holes he's got. But the pizza is very good. And if you haven't tried it at the Pizza Shack, you're missing out very much for sure. Come visit your friends and your family, and you'll enjoy yourself. You can call at 337-948-4838. They're at 1242 Edith Street in Opelousas. Give them a call or go by in person, and you're going to enjoy the pizza.
Oh, my.
Hillary Hill.
Hillary Hill, the one and only.
Let's see what we got here. Oh, where's the donut?
All I had was the holes.
They... They don't sell donuts anymore?
Mm-hmm. They sell them. They don't make them to keep them.
They don't make them to keep them, Charlie. Somebody was earlier than me.
So they give these away.
Well, of course.
With the cash. Okay, go ahead. You keep talking.
All right. I'll actually hear a word from Mark. He's going to tell us all about our friends over at Blake's Pharmacy while Charlie has a little bit of some Croxiol.
The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatania and Villeplatte. Pharmacist Pat Andrews and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim, to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chatania, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake Southside Pharmacy on South Chatania and Villeplatte. Phone 363-7497.
All right. Did you swallow that that mouthful, Charlie?
Ah, c'était bon.
I think we have time for one more commercial. How about that?
You know, that donut hole, it was good enough for some more, yeah.
Oh, I know it is.
That was a donation from Mikey's, too.
Oh, it was?
Really? Yes. Wonderful. Thank you very much, Mikey's.
Thank you.
It's delicious.
Okay. But in the meantime, let me talk about Epic Insurance. Epic Insurance doesn't offer you something that tastes as good like donuts or nothing, but they offer you something that is essential. They offer you coverage that you need for any reason or another. They have the policy that you're looking for. And so be sure to contact Epic Insurance, everybody's personal insurance, and they are located at 1005 6th Street in Mamou. Bridget Bofa is the owner and the agent of Epic Insurance, and she can cover you with any type of policy that you may have in mind. Be sure that you contact Bridget at 468-EPIC, or that's 468-3742. Bridget has the agency license, and she's able to stand behind you when the times get tough. In the heart of Mamou, you'll come to Epic Insurance, everybody's personal insurance center, 468-3742, or stop by at 1005 6th Street in Mamou. That wasn't your stomach, was it?
Was that your stomach?
No, it wasn't.
Can y'all hear Nancy Kay laughing in the background?
It must have been Nancy Kay's.
Maybe it was Nancy Kay's. Yeah, maybe so. She goes, "No, it's not my stomach. Okay, no, stop that," she says. Oh, folks, you hear the TikTok on the wall?
The thunder,
and it's and
the tonnerre.
And it's time to say goodbye, Charlie. Ooh.
If I can finish with my one bite. Oh, that's good stuff.
Oh, it is. You know it. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Le programme est fini, mon.
Ouais.
Et moi, j'ai fini avec ma bouchée de donut. Mm-hmm. Le programme a été fait possible au travers les compagnies de H2O Pools and Supplies, Pizza Shack, Blake's Pharmacy, Epic Insurance, Bordelon's Home Furnishings, Lakeview RV Park, Groceries by Jermaine Reed, Evangeline Bank and Trust, Allergy, Asthma and Immunology Center, Prairie Roan Rice, Perry Pete Ford, Cajun Catfish, Robert Perron Plumbing Repair Service, and the Bearwood Furniture Center. C'est un plaisir. Et on va vous souhaiter de vous rester bien, bien tranquille aujourd'hui, quand le temps est à peu passé. Et on va vous souhaiter un bon temps et on va revenir back demain matin. Que le bon Dieu vous bénisse.
Restez à l'écoute à KVPI AM pour la musique classic country et aussi la musique de Nancy Kay ici sur 92.5 KVPI FM. Au revoir, mes amis, et soignez-vous autres.